I'm Tamara.
I'm Stinky.
Oh, okay. And this is Fearful Friends Podcast. There you go. How are you?
Sorry, I was mid-coffee swill. Swill? That's a word.
Yeah.
I'm so tired.
We're in rare form. This is, the energy is going to be a little different today.
Because we're recording in the morning, but not really morning because it's 11:30. But I count it as morning until noon.
Yeah, definitely.
And sometimes I will still say good morning to customers up until 4 o'clock.
I purposely say good morning to them like at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Just
and
to
I
fuck
go,
them up.
Is it still morning? No, it's not. And then we all laugh. And
you do that? You say that?
Yeah.
You like set yourself up for that joke so that you can have like a
rapport with them?
Gross, Tamara.
Listen, anything
that's, you have to, that this is how you have positive interactions with customers is by setting them up. Mm-hmm. I do that too, but I like put things on the shelf and then I get to have a positive interaction with them when they like drop something and then I go, I did it on purpose so that I could come clean it up for you. Yeah, we're like the same person.
Yeah.
We should definitely
I'm
not have
so
sex. Sorry.
Tired and my goodness.
Me too.
It's so weird. Like I feel like you ever go get coffee and you think
no.
that like did they give me decaf by mistake? Because I already had a shake and espresso from Starbucks.
Today?
Hours ago.
Coffee doesn't really do much for me. In fact, I can drink 2 cups of coffee, go over to the couch, and take a nap easier than, like, if I took fucking melatonin or something. Like, it makes me, I think it's because it's, like, warm, and it makes me feel all fuzzy inside, and then I just fall asleep.
Yeah, I just, ugh. Like, maybe I should take some vitamins.
Nah. What kind of vitamins? Don't take melatonin.
No.
Fucks no, up I'm, your REM cycle?
I'm gonna take, like, you know, B vitamins and, like...
You should drink Celsius. Not a sponsored ad. But no, I love Celsius. It's got all that shit. Sometimes it has so many B vitamins in it that my pee is, like, neon green.
You know what?
Or yellow.
That's probably why energy drinks work so much better than coffee.
Yeah, it's got them B vitamins. And it's got 200 milligrams of caffeine, which is 2 cups of coffee. And it tastes great. Not a sponsored ad.
If you want to sponsor us and send us some.
Member FDIC.
That was a bank joke. That's very funny.
I still don't know what that means. Federal Department.
Depository Insurance.
Commission. Claim.
Yeah,
correlation. No. Corporation. Clam chowder.
You're so funny. I have a headache.
It's good. It's a good way to start off the day of me screaming across the table at you. Do you need some goodies? I've got some orange flavored powder. I love Advil.
You have Advil?
Yeah.
Do you also have a drink? Like, I know you've already made me coffee.
I was gonna offer to fill your water,
but yeah, I brought over an empty cup.
You made me get your water even though it was empty.
Do you also have ice?
Yes.
Okay, can I have a little bit of ice water?
Pause. Unpause.
Thanks, Mom.
You're welcome. Why do you have a headache? You hungover?
No. Did I forget to take my medicine yesterday?
I don't know. We didn't talk yesterday. I think. I don't even know what yesterday was.
You really need to take better care of me, honestly. If you're not going to give me a niece or nephew, then you have to be my mother.
I'm
care
so confused.
Me. Does that make me your sister? My daughter calls you auntie.
That's so sweet.
Yeah.
I should really be nicer to her. I feel like I say that all the time. Last time I went over there, Emily pulls out this project she was working on. All these fun facts. I can do a handstand. And I was like, do it then. Fucking show off.
Kids lie.
So she can't do a handstand. I knew it.
Maybe like for a second. I don't think she even really knows what a handstand is.
She's a liar. She's trying to be cool in front of her class. Mm-hmm. The way Rich's face lit up, though, when she was doing her story, I was just like, such a dad.
Really?
Oh, you didn't see that gross twinkle in his eye?
No.
He was, like, giggling. Oh, it was adorable.
That is cute. Yeah. I don't know why. That's probably why I have a headache. But also because I'm out of ibuprofen. I'm also out of my heartburn medicine. So I have a grocery order, the omeprazole.
Oh, I don't have that.
I take it, like, I usually take it every day, but I can go a few days and be okay. But
then
it
comes back with a fucking vengeance. Yeah. Because then your system goes, what's all this acid? And, like, overproduces acid?
I'm waiting for my grocery pickup order today so I can just get my life back together.
You should just go to the grocery store and get it.
He's going to the grocery store and get it.
Whoa. It's, like, really aggressive.
I don't have time to go to the grocery store.
You are here right now. And here spilling is my coffee.
I never spilled your coffee. You spilled the coffee. I'm wearing a white shirt.
That is true.
Very brave.
Very, very brave. I couldn't do that. Mm-mm. There are a lot of white shirts I want to buy, but I go, no, Rel, you will make a mess.
See, I got this from my mother-in-law. It was like a hand-me-down. She had never worn it. And that's the only reason why I own a white shirt. I would never buy a white shirt.
No, it's silly. Mm, it'll be stained within a week.
Rich has to wear white shirts to work. And
he does?
Yeah. Plus, he has to wear a manager shirt.
Oh, so spiffy. Is he working today?
Yes, he's at work right now.
Fun. Mm-hmm. Not really. I hate working on Sundays. Mm-mm. It's the devil's day. Everybody comes to grocery stores and they act a fool.
You know what's so weird? I went to Starbucks this morning at 9 o'clock in the morning. There was not a single person in the line.
It's because they were all at church or something. Also, it's 9 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday. Go back to bed.
Well, I had been up since 7. Why? I can't go back to bed.
Why? You texted me. What time did you text me this morning?
Too early.
I mean, I was only up because Lulu started her little, she started her alarm clock.
Yeah.
That's what I wake up to every morning.
Lucy's the exact opposite. She will not go outside.
Really? She doesn't have to fucking run and piss?
No, if anything, she's rolling her eyes at me.
I'm gonna sleep a little bit longer. Yeah. Wow. That must be nice.
Yeah. So this energy's a little weird.
Let's just replace the word energy with synergy. It is a little weird.
Synergy is a little weird.
I actually don't know what synergy means, but
it's just one of those words,
buzzwords.
Yeah. You know, when you're in a corporate meeting and then that's their topic all of a sudden. It's the word they need to use.
Speaking of buzzwords,
we really need to work on this synergy. ours at work right now is obsession. Client obsession.
Ew. That's gross. I don't that word when you talk about clients. That makes it sound like you're an escort.
My client is obsessed with me. No, I'm obsessed with them.
That's even creepier.
Yeah.
I want to wear your skin. Mm-hmm. Please give me your money.
Mm-hmm.
Synergy. Do you have a story for me?
I do have a story for you.
Wait. Audience, are you ready? Are you really ready, though?
Yep.
Put your socks on. Let's go.
Put your socks on?
And then put your shoes on also.
Okay.
And get your socks and shoes on now. We're leaving. Come on.
All right. So this week I have the story of the Faraday school kidnapping.
Ooh.
Coffee sip time.
I'm excited.
Okay. So a lot of this I got from a few articles that I will link, and also from one of my favorite podcasts, Do Go On. They are from Australia. The story is from Australia. I recently did another story from Australia, which was
the lost people, the Trump family.
Yeah. Because it's just so interesting, their stories that they have.
I just think you're obsessed with their accents.
I do love an Australian accent. I would love it. It's South African accents. Oh my goodness. So, Faraday School was a one-classroom schoolhouse in the small town of Faraday in Victoria, Australia, about 70 miles northwest of Melbourne.
Good job.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of you.
Thanks. Melbourne. I don't know why I keep choosing stories that have that in it, because
I think you just like you like to say it.
I don't like to say it. I feel like I am...
I'm calling bullshit.
Offending people either way I say it.
Melbourne.
Anyway, so this takes place Friday, October 6, 1972.
Wow. I was just a twinkle in my father's eye.
Yeah, the day after you were born.
30 years prior.
At this time, all of the children in this town attended the school. This totaled 11 kids. So it was a very, very small town.
That is a youth group. That is not a school.
And they have one teacher.
It's a club. That's mm-hmm. what it is.
And this teacher's name is Mary Gibbs. So on this day, four students were out of school sick.
Hold on. Let's do the math. That's seven students left.
Yes. Yep. Eight people, including Miss Gibbs. Like, how lucky are you to be out sick on the day all of your classmates get kidnapped?
Spoiler, they all get kidnapped?
I didn't say that already.
I definitely said that. No, you just said it was a kidnapping. I thought it was one kid.
Okay.
They all...
Like, did I not say it was a kidnapping?
Oh, wait. Do I know this story?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Shortly before the end of the day, two men burst through the school's door, one disguised with dark glasses and a hat, the other wearing a balaclava, holding a sawed-off shotgun.
Baklava.
Yeah, I knew you would like that. These men were Edwin Eastwood and Robert Boland.
They sound so familiar.
The men demanded the six students. Was it six? I thought we figured out it was seven.
It was seven, because 11 minus four that were out sick. One of the other students was involved with the kidnappers.
Yeah.
They were working together.
Okay, so there's six or seven. One, two, three, five.
Are you looking at the children's six. Faces? What are you counting?
I have their ages. So all girls age 5, 6, 8, 9, and 2 10-year-olds, which is 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Oh, wait, that's six.
Sorry. Maybe, okay, it's a, you know.
It's too early to be doing math.
I guess it's seven altogether, including the teacher then. Okay.
Oh, so, did they kidnap the teacher too?
Yeah.
That must be it then.
And the teacher, Miss Gibbs, who was 19 at the time.
Oh my God. 19. She was a baby.
Yeah. So they demanded them to get into their panel delivery van as Ed and Robert drive them deep into the bush near Lance Field.
Oh, I don't like Lance Field. This.
I think that's... At 4:40 p.m. that day, journalist Wayne Grant received a phone call at his desk at the Victoria Sun. The caller said, quote, "I'll say this only once. I've kidnapped the pupils and teachers from Faraday State School." The caller then said there was a ransom note in one of the front desks of the school and then hung up. Wayne rang the police, who had also received calls from concerned parents who had arrived to pick up their children and found the school empty and Miss Gibbs' car still parked out front. Wayne informed them of the supposed note in one of the desks. The police found the note, which demanded $1 million in $20 and $10 bills in 9 suitcases. The note stated, quote, "We are not going to waste anyone's time by making idle threats, so... we will cut it short by saying that any attempt to trace us or apprehend us will result in the annihilation of every hostage."
Good Lord. I mean, that's such efficient, a
scary word.
That is very intense. Annihilation?
Yeah. And, like, these are babies. This is so scary.
Wow.
Okay. And I've got pictures of the notes and, like...
Are they written with, like, the magazine clippings?
No. The note also said they would call the police department to speak with Lindsay Thompson to make arrangements. Thompson is the education minister.
Does she work with the police department?
No, I was so confused by that. I couldn't figure out why Lindsay Thompson, who was a man, I think, would be at the police department, or why they cared about the education minister. Like, why is he getting roped into it? I don't know.
Well, maybe just because they targeted a school and he's like in charge of the schools. Right. Maybe they want the school funding.
Yeah.
But it's like 11 students.
I know.
I don't think they have that much money.
No. Anyway, the government was prepared to pay the ransom, stating that the lives of the hostages was of paramount. The lives of the hostages was of paramount importance. Roadblocks were set up all over the area to try and head off the kidnappers. Hundreds of police from nearby cities and major search and rescue teams were deployed to the small town. The search continued to the next morning, and hundreds of people from surrounding areas had joined the search. Meanwhile, Miss Gibbs and the students had been driven 70 miles north of Melbourne into the bush. And remember, this is at gunpoint, in a, like, panel van with, like, no windows.
At least they're together.
I know.
They didn't single anyone out yet?
Yeah.
Hopefully that doesn't happen. I'm nervous.
I know. And, like, she's 19.
She's, like, she's still got some growing up to do, and she's in charge of molding minds.
Like, everyone in these stories is so fucking young.
How old were the kidnappers?
They were young, too. I think they were, like, in their early 20s.
God.
Yeah.
I think everybody just needs a little bit of weed. Like, just calm down a little bit.
Yeah. So, what scared you?
Sorry, I heard a noise.
This?
Yes. Don't do that. It scared me. Everybody calm down.
So they were held there after 15 hours. So really early the next morning, it's still dark out. He finally lets the children and the teacher out to stretch their legs and probably go to the bathroom.
They couldn't even get out of the van for 15 hours?
No.
Dude, my back would be hurting so bad.
And yeah, they probably went to the bathroom in the van, honestly, after 15 little babies, hours. Babies,
yeah. 5-year-old can't hold a bladder that long.
No. I can't even imagine. Nappies. They then led them back to the van, locked them in there, and told them they were going to leave to go collect the ransom. So she's trapped inside this van with 6 kids alone.
Oh.
And it's like,
the guys are gone.
They leave. And it's like deep in the Australian bushland, like, which is, I'm sure, hot. I don't know. It's what time of year it is. I think
fucking October. Raining spiders.
Like.
Scorpions. Little kangaroos that'll punch you in the throat. That's what they do. That's what they do.
The kangaroos inside the van.
Remember?
Yes.
They were boxing matches.
Back in town, the police and education minister have gathered the cash and made a plan for the drop-off. Of course, the police were hidden close by, but the minister and another man helping him haul the suitcases with the cash head to the place they agreed, but the kidnappers never showed. Probably scared because, like...
It's a setup?
How would a ransom work? Like, every time it's going to be a setup.
I know. Even if, like you say, like, I'll annihilate them if you contact whatever. Obviously, they're not going to just pay you and, like, trust you to do the right thing.
Right.
Unless it's, like, a private family matter. Like, wasn't, like, the Lindbergh baby? Oh, wait, they never got that baby back.
Yeah.
Awkward.
Like, I don't know. Like, even if you're, like, I need the money wired to, like, some, like, offshore account. Like, I'm pretty sure the Fed can just, like, pull the money back. I don't know. I guess.
Yeah, I don't know how that works. I'm not a financier.
Me either. Don't tell anyone.
You'd be disappointing a lot of Americans.
Okay. So these kidnappers chose the wrong place and the wrong time for the ransom drop because it just so happened that the army was in the area practicing some special exercises, whatever that means.
Oh, that's kind of scary.
There was a huge armored...
Australia had an army.
There was a huge armed presence, and that probably scared them even more.
I guess that's why they didn't show up.
Yeah.
So what happened to that money? Oh, well, I guess the police just took it back.
Right. The 7 hostages are still locked in the van. Miss Gibbs begins to kick one of the panels on the back of the van with her heavy platform leather boots.
What a badass wearing that to teach kindergarten or whatever.
Platform leather boots.
She has got some badass fucking Doc Martens.
And eventually,
with the, like, big metal studs.
Eventually, she breaks it open and is able to free them from the van. They aren't out of the woods yet.
Literally. Yeah. Got them. Fuck all of you guys.
Sorry. I'm really funny.
Synergy.
This energy is a really weird energy today.
It's very strange. I think we might need a candle in here just to bring it down a bit.
So they have no idea where they are. And they're basically just in the middle of nowhere. And it's still dark. It's still really early in the morning when she does this.
Do we know how far they drove into the bush?
So they drove from the school 70 miles.
70 miles.
Yeah. And then, and part of that was like into the bush.
Okay.
Miss Gibbs leads the children through the bush for a few kilometers or a few miles, you know, whatever.
I don't know.
Whatever form of measurement you like.
I think miles are bigger than kilometers.
I don't know.
Don't come at me.
So eventually they find two hunters who identify them and help them out to the police.
At least they were friendly. Dude, I would be so scared of coming across people in the bush.
Right?
They could be fucking insane.
Yeah.
They could be like that one Australian serial killer, the guy that picked up hitchhikers.
Nope, they were just two rabbit hunters.
Oh.
Just hunting rabbits out rabbit in the bush. Miss Gibbs was then interviewed and provided the police with descriptions of the two men, and a sketch of the suspects was made. The police eventually apprehend them, and Miss Gibbs identified them.
Where did they apprehend them?
On the run. Stop asking me those questions.
Well, I just like, they didn't pick up the ransom. Where'd they fucking go? They didn't go back to the van?
No, they didn't.
They were just gonna leave them out there to die?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
You know.
Thank God they got out. Like, they would have fucking... How hot it would be in that van. They could have died of heat stroke.
Yeah. That's what I think that they were trying to do.
Bastards!
Yeah.
Those are little babies.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Thank God for Miss Gibbs and her badass boots.
And those Doc Martens.
Mm-hmm.
They got you out of a pickle.
So,
sorry.
They were tried and convicted in December of 1972. Edward Eastland pleaded guilty to 7 counts of kidnapping and was sentenced to 15 years imprisonment. And Robert Boland was convicted by jury and sentenced to 16 years. I don't know why he got more.
Maybe he was like the one who first came up with it or something.
Maybe he didn't plead guilty. I don't know.
Do they still do like men's colonies in Australia? Like instead of prison, they like, you know, that isn't that like what Australia used to be? It was just where people would be sent to go to prison.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if they still do that in some parts.
I don't think so, but I just don't know. That's my only evidence. Okay.
Good answer.
Thank
Good
you.
Answer. Illuminating.
On January 22nd, 1973, Mary Gibbs was awarded the George Medal. This medal is granted in recognition of acts of great bravery. Yay! Happy ending, right?
Oh, no one died.
Nobody died.
How were those kids that were sick that day? Did they die? Did they have COVID?
Well, on December 16th, 1976, Edward Eastwood escaped prison.
What?
And that's the end of part one.
Oh my God, a two-parter. Did he go on a killing spree?
You'll have to wait to find out.
Dude, I didn't find out!
For you, Rel, it will only be a few minutes.
It's wonderful. I don't know if I could wait a whole week for this information.
For everyone else, you have to wait a week, yeah.
Sorry about your luck, kid.
There are a lot of pictures, and...
Maybe I'll have to pull them up in the intermission.
Yeah, and no.
But I was going to say, like, what if it spoils the ending for me?
Yes.
Damn. Then why'd you tell me that there's so many pictures?
But because we'll post them.
Oh, fair.
You know, eventually. That is the end of part one. Rad. If you like our podcast, please rate, review, subscribe, and send us your crazy stories to
feelforfriendspodcast@gmail.com.
All right. Bye, friends.
Bye.